Cape Talk. Fabulous finds.
Well, this is the part of the show where we ask you to set the content for us, because our list of fabulous finds is an invitation to share with us your hidden gems of the city. Whether we be talking about a great restaurant you like to dine at, a great service provider, we have had mechanics, we have had glass technicians, we have had parks and hiking trails nominated in the past. Really, anything goes as long as it's special to you and your neighborhood. And the invitation stands at any time to drop me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za and tell us about your fabulous find. Otherwise, send an SMS to 31567. And this week, we've got something very different, an absolutely delightful story of a game that you are never too old to play, it turns out. And I want to start by thanking our nominator, Gary Kuhn, who emailed me to tell us about walking soccer and how it changed his life. We're going to hear from the people behind it in just a moment. But first, let's say hello to Gary, who's on the line from Epping. Gary, great to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Hi, Pippa. So you nice. Are too kind.
Well, it's so great to chat to you about this very special story. Gary, tell us how you first encountered this sport.
Well, I first heard of it 2 weeks ago and went and checked out this game. I was curious, because 4 years ago, I had a heart attack. Okay. And my doctor said I needed to be active. But walking once a week, to me, isn't, for someone that's an ex-soccer player, wasn't an active an activity for me. So I went and checked out this walking soccer, and it's not a stroll in the park.
Tell us more, Gary. What does a game involve?
It's five-a-side soccer for over 50s. And it's 15 minutes a game, but I promise you, when you walk off that court after 15 minutes, you feel like you've played 90 minutes on an outdoor pitch. Mm-hmm. Because the game is played at a pace where you're walking at pace. You're not walking in the park with your grandchild and looking at the ducks in the pond. It's brisk walking, and for someone that's had a heart attack, it was a brilliant sport for me. I'm in love with this game, Pippa.
Gary, it's wonderful to hear your enthusiasm, and fantastic that you found a way to follow your doctor's orders and keep yourself fit. You said you were a former soccer player in your earlier days, and how difficult or easy was it for you to adapt your brain, never mind your feet, just adapting your brain to this new way of playing the game?
Pippa, that, yeah, is another story, because now you have to remind your body, don't run. Because your body, your muscle memory is to run into gaps, and while you're passing the ball, now to walk at pace a soccer ball approaching you.
We seem to be losing Gary's signal there. I'm going to ask my producer to try and get him back in a clearer spot. In the meantime, though, I'm delighted to have two of the gentlemen behind Walking Football in Cape Town with us here in studio today. Rudy Abrams, the co-founder and head of the sport in Cape Town, as well as Shahid Adams, who's their general secretary. Welcome to Cape Talk. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting us, Papa.
It's a great pleasure. I did a quick Google, and Google knows what walking football is, and it tells me that it's been played for some time, devised during 2011 by the Chesterfield FC Community Trust. How long ago did you hear about it, Rudy?
100%. Papa, I'm Rudy. Thank you.
Welcome.
Want to say thank you for having us. Papa, walking football since 2011, as you rightfully say, it has been in England. 2014, I think, around about 2014, I was sitting in front of the television. And then I saw this wonderful sport being introduced to us on TV by one of England's greatest ever players, Geoff Hurst, who has won the World Cup for England at the time, 1966.
Oh.
So he's quite an old man, you see. And they were playing walking football, doing a presentation. And for me, I was blown away, but I couldn't picture myself playing, because I didn't know who's going to follow me. If I've talked to people about walking football, they might think I'm crazy. But that's where Shahid comes in. Then I've spoken to my good friend. That's where he can come in and tell you.
So Shahid, you obviously didn't think he was crazy.
Yeah, no, not at all. You know, Rudy's one of these guys that come up with ideas, will share and think of how we can introduce these things, you know, as we've grown up together in Manenberg. And hence, we were always community activists in terms of bringing people together. Back to the football. Yes, we had a go, and we started at the Lansdowne Sevens. That is in Lansdowne, just outside of Hanover Park. And we were eight people, only eight, and we just managed to have a match. You know, it was a rainy day, and we had our first, our maiden match, walking football. You know, it lasted for a
10 minutes, 15 minutes,
and we were told there's some shooting in the area, and we had to cancel the game. You know, we went back, we brainstormed, and then we restructured, and we came back very strong. We started off with these with the game. And we first established a few areas, okay? It will be Mannenberg. We started in Mitchell's Plain. Rudy, you want to go further?
No. I think, Papa, we have grown since then. Mm. We are almost in all communities around Cape Town. What we do is we place ambassadors in communities. Yeah, we have, for example, in your Athlone, you will have Chris Osborne. In Mannenberg, you will have Kevin Vessels. And though that's how we go on. And Tony Burris is in Grassy Park. And Mr. Kuhn himself is in Goodwood. And that's how we go around. You understand? So, membership has grown. We are more than 150 players already playing in Cape Town. We play on a weekly basis. We play. We are the only code, and I challenge anybody who can differ with me. Mm-hmm. We are about the only code at the moment. Players playing walking football over the age of 50, but we play every day. We only don't play on a Sunday. We play Mondays to Saturdays, which means you can find us around any corner at any given day. Walking football guaranteed will be played.
Fantastic. Let's talk about how it differs from the traditional form of the game. So you've said one thing is it's for players aged 50 and over only. Yeah. Obviously, you're walking rather than running, and that's because players in that age category may struggle with mobility challenges. Yep. Obviously, there's a fear of injuries. You want everybody to stay as active as they physically can be. Are there any other differences between the two?
Yeah, first of all, the activity is a social activity. Mm. You know, we try to keep it as low competitive as possible. So there's no little contact.
That's
no tackles, no sliding tackles,
challenge.
You know. So we try to keep it like that, you know. And you know, sometimes because soccer players inherently, they are competitive.
Super competitive.
The urge to tackle, the urge to slide tackle. But I must tell you, Papa, the discipline, the control is there, you know, and you can see how they live themselves out. There's no contact, there's no or little contact. The ball is kept low.
Yeah.
You don't raise the ball. So it will be knee-high, you know. And
the rules is very simple. It's a five-a-side game.
Okay.
Like Shahid just said, it's no contact. No high balls, no offsides, roll-on subs, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
1 foot always on the ground, no contact at all. That's what we're preaching it every day. But if you have the Harry Kempers and the Chris Osbornes and the Johan Koopmans, they like to tackle. I have a problem with these guys, they like to tackle. You understand? But we work our way around it. So it's not really a problem. It's just a lot of fun. You know, the beautiful thing about this, Pepper, is a guy comes to you, he didn't play for the last 20, 30 years, and then he wasn't active. So all of a sudden he picks up, and walking football is here, and he comes, he's very nervous. And five minutes after that, he goes out with a big smile on his face. And for me, that's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
Every day you put smiles on people's faces. That is what we do on a daily basis. The health benefits of this is it keeps the people healthy. It reduces your stress level. It reduces the risk of your diseases and strokes. It improves the blood pressure levels and the sugar levels. It improves the balance and it brings the strength and it boosts the self-esteem and the confidence. And that is what we do. And that's why I say we put smiles on faces. Papa, we're friendly.
Yep.
We play friendly football. There's no competitiveness. You come, you get a bib. We don't have teams. We have a group. Everybody is a family.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You come in, everybody is a family. Let's say there's 20 guys, there's 20 bibs. We make up teams on the day. That is how we play it. And we just go accordingly. And nobody wins, everybody wins together.
Do you have to have any previous experience? I mean, could somebody like me, who's literally never kicked a ball in their life on a soccer field, come and join a game of walking football?
Yeah, you don't need to have any experience. I always say people that come and want to come and watch us, I tell them, come, but come with your tackies on and a tracksuit on. A tracksuit pants, you know.
Because
you are going to want to join us, you know. And We are in various communities, like I said, and we started off as being a social, happy-go-lucky type of approach. Mm. But as the game has evolved, you know, because we have quite a few ex-pros that are playing,
yeah,
and we now move to the level where we are going to establish a league. Okay, and we call it the World Cup. We're in the World Cup.
It's a mini World Cup.
So we'll be having a mini World Cup. And we can see that some of the guys are dusting off their tackies and getting ready, you know, cobwebs out of their old tackies to come and be ready for the game. And we're ready. We can rightly say we can easily field 12 teams. So we are extremely, extremely excited about.
Papa, I just want to get in there and say we've gone out of Cape Town. We took the game to Beaufort West.
Okay.
What was that? A month or two ago,
yep.
We've gone to Beaufort West to introduce down there. We have an ambassador now in Beaufort West. We have an ambassador in Johannesburg. Ron Clark is in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. And we have an ambassador now in Port Elizabeth as well. So the next stop is Durban. Then the whole country is playing walking football. We are playing for 8 months, Papa. We've touched the country already. That is where we go. There's all communities play. Everybody's happy. You play every day. You just have fun. You meet friends of years ago. You build new friendships. And you work on your fitness on a daily basis. And that is what we do.
Two questions. You said the guys come. Do any of the girls come? Are there any women playing
football? Yes, yes. We had a few girls. We are working in getting a ladies team to us. I think Rudy just shared with me that he received quite a few calls in terms of interests of females.
Okay.
So that is in the pipeline, which is, you know, if you deal with females, you need to be very careful. We need to organize that side very well so that we know sorted, you know. So we are busy with that. I just need to tell you that we are working towards the 24th of September, where we are going to have a festival of walking sport
That's new.
Yeah, I mean, it will be a first in Cape Town. I won't say in South Africa, I don't know, but I think in Cape Town, I can say it will be the first. And we will have the city of Cape Town being one of our partners, all right?
Okay.
So we will be having the walking football. We'll have walking hockey,
netball. We have a big walk on the day. We will try to have as many people as we can get on that particular day, but it will be introducing walking sport to families.
Fantastic.
Something with a difference.
And when we get to that point, I hope you're going to keep in touch so that we can tell everybody to come and support the event. For now, I just want to say a quick goodbye and thank you to Gary, who nominated walking football. Gary, we've got you back on a clearer line. What's your message to those who are former soccer players who maybe haven't been on the field for 10, 20, maybe even 30 years or more, about encouraging them to come and give it a try?
Pippa, you know, like I said to you earlier, I am so in love with the sport. I'm in love with the people. I'm in love with the energy. That if you come there to watch on a Friday night in Goodwood, I guarantee you, you want to start playing this game. If you've been out of circulation for a while, you get your legs walking and you train your body, and you, by week two, you are in stride.
We have to leave it there. But Gary, thank you for an absolutely delightful nomination. And Rudy and Shahid, best wishes for the growth of walking football. How do listeners find you?
083-9980-184. That's me, Rudy Abrams, for Walking Football, Cape Town, South Africa. We love you.
Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. 083-9980-184. And that's where I must say goodbye. I promise you the women are not that difficult. You should get a ladies' league organized as soon as you can.